Chapter 16. Mrs. Dashwood was happy, but not surprised to see Edward at Barton. His visit seemed perfectly natural to her. She gave him the warmest welcome of all, and for a while he became more animated, though it could be seen that he was not in spirits. The whole family perceived it, and Mrs. Dashwood attributed it to his mother. "What are Mrs. Ferrars' plans for you at present, Edward?" she asked after dinner. "She would like me to be rich and great. I merely wish to be happy, and greatness will not make me so." "Absolutely," cried Marianne. "What have wealth or grandeur to do with happiness?" "You see that Marianne is the same as ever," said Eleanor. "She is not at all altered." "She is only a little more grave than she was," replied Edward. "You cannot reproach me for that," said Marianne. "You are not very gay yourself." "Gaiety was never part of my character," sighed Edward. "I never wished to offend, but I am so foolishly shy that I often seem negligent when I am only kept back by natural awkwardness." Eleanor saw with great uneasiness the low spirits of her friend. It was evident that he was unhappy. His manner was reserved, and to her it sometimes seemed uncertain that he still had the same affection for her as during their time at Norland. One day, as he was taking his tea from Mrs. Dashwood, Marianne noticed a ring on Edward's finger, with a lock of hair inside. "I never saw you wear a ring before, Edward," cried Marianne. "Is that Fanny's hair? I remember her promising to give you some, but I thought her hair was darker." Edward coloured deeply and seemed very awkward. "Yes, it is my sister's hair. It perhaps looks different in this light." Eleanor thought that the hair was her own, but that Edward must have somehow obtained it without her knowledge. Edward stayed at the cottage for a week. During the last 2 or 3 days there, his spirits seemed to improve, but he was still strange. Eleanor was disappointed and vexed at his conduct, but she believed and hoped that his mother was the cause of his unhappiness, and took some comfort from the lock of her hair that he wore around his finger. Edward insisted that he must leave, although he wished to go neither to Norland nor to London, and had no pressing engagements in either place. His departure left an uncomfortable impression on Eleanor's feelings, which required some time and trouble to subdue. Still, though she was unhappy after Edward left, Eleanor employed herself busily with the concerns of the family, rather than wallowing in misery as Marianne had done after Willoughby's departure. Marianne could not understand her sister's calmness, and saw no merit in it. She thought that perhaps Eleanor was as cold as Edward. Chapter 17. Sir John Middleton was visited at Barton Park by Mrs. Jennings' other daughter, Charlotte Palmer, and her husband. Charlotte was totally unlike her older sister, but exactly like her mother, good-humoured and constantly talking and laughing about nothing. Her husband was a grave-looking young man, of about 25. He seemed to have more sense than his wife, but was less willing to please or be pleased, and scarcely spoke. When the Dashwoods next visited Barton Park, they discovered that the Palmers lived not far from Willoughby's estate, at Combe Magna in Somerset. Eleanor asked Mrs. Palmer if she knew him. "Oh yes, I know him extremely well," she exclaimed. "Not that I ever spoke to him, but I have seen him in town. He is not often at Combe. Of course, I know why you inquire about him. Your sister is to marry him. I shall be glad to have her for a neighbour." "Then you know much more of the matter than I do, if you have any reason to expect a match," replied Eleanor. "Do not try to deny it. Everybody is talking about it," said Mrs. Palmer. Eleanor asked if Willoughby was well known in Somerset. "Oh yes, extremely well. Of course, Not many people are actually acquainted with him, because Co Magna is so far off. But everybody thinks he is very agreeable. Nobody is more liked than Mr. Willoughby. Your sister is a very lucky girl. And he is even more lucky to get her. She is so very handsome, though no handsomer than you. Mrs. Palmer's information respecting Willoughby was of little use. Nevertheless, her testimony was in his favour, which pleased Eleanor.